Historia Canadiana is recorded on the unceded lands of the Kanienkaheka First Nation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pop Canada, a rousing episode. And I am not the regular person who does the intro. You might be, is this really Pop Canada? Yes, it really is. Mac's just in Australia, and he's lazy today, so he just doesn't want to do the intro, and that's fine. So today on the show, where we talk about, you know, a more modern Canadian attempt at culture, in this case, we are talking about one of, like, considered one of, like, the underground but still excellent
Canadian
comedy
shows.
shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Canadian shows
And
in general.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those underappreciated but definitely should get more recognition shows. And it's called Letterkenny. And yeah, it's kind of like the great country hit show. And yeah, we're just going to be talking about
If you
how,
live
or
in
Mac's going to be
Canada,
telling. Yeah, exactly.
if
You
you
know
live in Canada,
Letterkenny.
you've probably seen Letterkenny, or you've seen clips or commercials.
100%.
So
Yeah. So
Letterkenny,
go ahead.
I'll just jump right into it. Yeah, sorry. I just want to take over because, again, if you listen to Historia Canadiana, I'm in Australia. The walls are thin where I live, so I don't want to disrupt people.
It's fine.
So I
Gotta
didn't want
move
to
to
do
a
my big
bunker.
rousing intro. Yeah. So Letterkenny is a Canadian sitcom created by Jared Kiso. It centers around a group of rural residents of the fictional town of Letterkenny, Ontario, which surprisingly is it has Irish origins.
Yeah. I was looking that up
The
before
town of
the show.
Letterkenny. Yeah.
I was looking it up. I was like, is Letterkenny actually a place? No. In the context of the
No.
show, no, it is not a place, but it is a place in Ireland. It's, I think, the biggest city in County, oh, Kildare, I think.
It doesn't
Some is
matter.
one of the biggest cities in the
The
county.
basically idea, this is only important because it basically means that in the history of the fictional town, there's a lot of Irish immigrants.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, to
Isn't
give you
that
an
part
idea
of
of what
the origin of the show, of like, that's one of the like the family comes from Ireland or something like that?
Oh, something like that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So every episode of Letterkenny opens with this. There's an opening text, right? There are 5,000 people in Letterkenny. These are their problems. And that tells you what the show is.
So
It
yeah,
is.
pretty much. It's just like a day in a life, but because of the smallness of the town, it seems like this is a problem that deserves a whole show, right? Or something like that, which I think is very funny and
It
perfectly
is.
encapsulates small town mentality.
Yes, well, especially like small town Canada, like
Absolutely.
everything in this. Yeah, just to give a bit more of the background of the show before we get into the show itself, because I want to talk about the show itself. There's like, I think it's just such a perfect encapsulation of what makes like small rural Canada, which is most of Canada. It was originally a YouTube series called Letterkenny Problem and was commissioned by the Canadian streaming service Crave. Do you have Crave, Patrick?
It through someone else, yes.
Oh,
So
same. I
kind
get
of.
mine through my parents.
Right.
It has 11 seasons of content, and it's been releasing a season biannually since 2016, while also airing a bunch of specials for like holidays.
Which is, I gotta say, that's incredible. Like, especially in an
Yeah.
era where people pay more attention to, you know, putting out, I guess, quality content, but at a like longer
Well,
rate, right? It used to be that
or at least
you
more.
would see these seasons like once a year or even once and a half a year, I guess. But yeah, it's just, you never see that anymore. It's like a season every year or two, even sometimes. So
Yeah, well, it's
to see
also, I
that
think
still
it's
being
important to note
go ahead.
it's doing so well while still being like non-serialized, while still having a lot, like it's one season is only six episodes.
Yeah, okay. I was just gonna say it's not, it still kind of kept that YouTube format in a sense of like just
Yeah.
being relatively short, but still not that much that it can be
So,
considered a TV.
counting all the specials, there is 74 episodes of Letterkenny.
Yeah, which you wouldn't expect with 11 seasons. You'd expect something more like 150.
Yeah, double that, but it
Do you
is what
think,
it is.
yeah, do you think that's to its benefit in this
Oh,
case?
100%. It's telling the stories that it wants to tell. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know
I
what?
agree.
I can't be angry about it, you know?
Absolutely. And I think, Yeah, because you see that in so many shows, even some of the shows that I prefer that are as long as this. You always see some dips in the season where you're like, okay, they clearly had to fill out their 15 episode quota or whatever. And this
Yeah.
one was just the first idea they came with to just
Boom.
kind of fill that out, right? And it makes it less interesting. Whereas if you have six episodes, but each of them is a banger, yeah, I'll take that, right?
Well, this also, I think it's to the show's benefit that it does the bi-annually because most shows already have bi-annually release schedules of their 22 episode seasons, right? It's just
Right.
that it gets split over a holiday break.
Yeah,
This
that
way,
makes sense.
though, it gets more time. It's still releasing like a season of content, but it takes that time in between to write more tighter scripts, better acting, more direction.
Yeah, and yeah, it's, I feel like, do
If
you
you
feel like it, sorry, do you feel like it could have kept doing that if it were on YouTube?
No, I think like if you're on YouTube, you are much more involved in production. Having the backing of a streaming service or whatever else have you gives you just more support, security, foundation.
Absolutely. And like the problem with YouTube, and you see this a little bit with other forms, I guess, is that you're at the mercy of so many different,
Algorithms.
well, yeah, the algorithm is like also just internet content creation
Yeah.
in general, right? So what
Yeah.
you see a lot more now is people who, like, for example, I listen to some content that's usually very long format, and they're
Same.
getting more
I
and
just
more.
watched the 7-hour video about Hey Arnold.
The things you tell me sometimes, like, why would that even exist? But okay.
Somebody went episode by episode.
The point
It
is,
was
right? These,
awesome.
I'm sure it was. But the point that I'm laboring to make in this case is that, you know, in YouTube, even a place where you can allow for longer format content like this, you see more and more them starting to pander to the short format that places like TikTok or Instagram are very much promoting, right? That's part of their social media platform. And so I feel like it would be to Letterkenny's detriment as a show if it had started doing something similar where it was just constantly pandering to what the YouTube algorithm or something else like that would want, like sacrifice itself to the internet gods, so to speak. But yeah, I agree with you. Just also having the backing is great.
I also think it's a point of like streaming services while releasing a lot of content come nowhere near close to releasing the same amount of
It's
YouTube.
true.
Like
That's true.
Letterkenny is
It's
already
better
a small
quality
thing as
usually,
like a
though.
no, that's just it. And like Letterkenny is already small, like it already gets a bit lost. It would get even more lost in noise.
That's true. Like, I go every once in a while, I'll go on Crave, but you never see it promoted or anything like that. You really have to look for it in order to well, to find the show. But I don't, do you know what the budget is for each season? Because like for a show that's relatively underground, you wouldn't keep going for 11 seasons, no matter how long they are. So I imagine like at some point it wouldn't be that expensive a show.
Honestly, I don't imagine it's a lot per episode.
Yeah. Especially
Like,
that the actors aren't that well known outside of Canada. Like I would imagine that you
yeah.
can save on that. The sets would be the same. It's always in Letterkenny. So at some point you just it's
And
that
like
that's just the running cost.
filming in the small town is probably not that expensive.
No, exactly. Yeah, so especially in Sudbury,
And
to
again, they're
Sudbury, it's
not
not that
filming
good.
for very long.
You can probably, if you have it planned out, what, so 20 minutes an episode, six episodes, you could probably smash out a season in what, a month or something like that. Like, how long does it take to produce an episode once you're actually set up and have every, I guess it depends how
Right.
many takes you.
But yeah, like I was just looking it up. Like the guy who makes the show, Jared Kiso, he's worth a couple million, but that's because he's like executive producer, creator. The other actors are in the hundreds of thousands in net worth,
Makes sense.
like or
Sorry, I was
dozens.
muted. But
Yeah.
yeah, then
No, it's
yeah.
fine. So
Shall
I
we
don't.
talk a little bit about the show itself?
Yes, let's dive into the meat of this. So
All right.
filmed in Sudbury, Canada. This film is very specifically Ontario, but I really think you can extrapolate a lot of the things in the show to the rest of Canada.
Oh yeah. Having spent a fair amount of time in rural Quebec, you also see very similar
Yeah.
jokes and stereotypes coming up. It's not that different. And probably you'd find similar things in small town America as
Oh yeah. So in the town of Letterkenny, We have a couple of main groups that make up the cast. We've got the farmers, who are called the Hicks, the
Naturally.
local hockey players, the closeted Christian minister, the members of the First Nation Reserve called the Natives, the gym goers, the local Mennonites, the Quebecois, and the drug addicts called the Skids.
And all of these are like recurring characters, so to speak, but
They're all like recurring, even main cast, a lot of them.
and now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another 400 bucks.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.